Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sam Pamphlon.
Tom McCall.
You all right?
I'm very good, thank you very much. I'm very excited about today.
So am I.
Oh, yeah.
I warrant we should just crack on.
Should we just crack on?
All okay, right, so on. This week's castaway is a comedic behemoth.
All right, you looked that word up.
Yeah, I've always wanted to use that word.
It's good.
In parlance, just did it. And dare I say, a national treasure.
A bit early, but...
Hey, well, I think he's on the way.
Yeah.
He's arguably best known for his TV shows. Now...
Shall I explain that?
Yes, please.
It's Russell Howard here. We don't need the intro. That's my dog, and he has a little toy. Should I move the dog? Or will it make it kind of interesting for the listeners?
Well, some of the criticisms we've had on this podcast, someone said...
Not enough dogs.
Is it not enough dogs? They said, these people are idiots. Did they not realise that listening to people eat crisps would be really annoying? I'm thinking, why don't we just fuck that guy? Have eaten crisps, have dogs, squeaky toys.
Come here, Arch. Come on. Hang on, so this is, if you want to tell the listeners what I'm doing, I'm luring a dog out of the room with a squeaky toy.
Well, while he's gone, you could do the intro.
So this week's mysterious guest.
Who is it?
God knows. He's probably best known for his TV shows. And I'm going to stick with it, just in case we edit it out.
Okay.
I'm not going to use his real name. Right. I'm going to exchange it for my own name, I think.
Okay. That's going to be so weird.
So he's arguably best known for his TV shows, Tom McCall's Good News.
Yep.
And the Tom McCall Hour.
Yeah.
That's got a ring.
Because that would have got us. I saw you done there.
Yeah. And Tom McCall's travels with his mum.
There you go. Thank you very much.
I like that show. It was good.
It was weird how it was Russell Howard's mum, though, wasn't it?
That was odd.
And she looked sort of perplexed the whole time, like, where's my
Russell?
Where's my son?
And also for his appearances on everyone's favourite topical panel show, Mock the Week. Our castaway has also appeared on every other single panel show that has ever existed.
Mm hmm.
Whose Line Is It Anyway? Who did that one?
No, but Whose Line Is It Anyway is, of course, essentially Mock the Week.
Exactly.
Same producers.
And
the same rounds, as I discovered when I was watching an old episode the other day.
Oh, really?
Genuinely, I was like, oh, we've done that on Mock the Week.
I smell a rat here.
Yeah.
But it works.
In 2015,
yeah.
Castaway made his acting debut.
Oh.
In a Gert Lush Xmas.
Mm. Now, I thought that was really, really good.
Yeah.
You were in that, weren't you?
I was. Absolutely incredible.
He's always bringing it back to you.
I'm always bringing that up.
Scene stealing.
Unbelievable.
Perfect.
Where was the series?
Let me wrap it up.
Sorry.
Our castaway is unarguably.
I'm not going to argue with you.
One of the best love stand-ups in the UK. His new Netflix stand-up special is available now. On Netflix, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. It's the only place you can get the fucking thing.
Yeah. He also has four of his UK tours available to buy on DVD.
No one's buying DVDs, but I appreciate
just
that.
To say DVD.
I still think that sounds really modern.
Me too. He's won dozens of awards, none less prestigious than Heat Magazine's Weird Crush of the Year 2013.
Yeah. How does that feel?
There's nothing weird about that crush in my book. And he also, in 2015, took part in the Bath Half Marathon, recording a time of 1 hour, 44 minutes. It is, of course, Russell Howard.
Welcome, Russell, to
Hello.
The island.
Nice to be here.
I think no one would have gotten who that was from the intro until the Bath Half Marathon came out. And they heard that time, they're like, that's Howard's time.
And I ran it with my cousin Lewis.
Did you?
Who looks a lot like me. and wears all of my clothes. I get sent like loads of free clothes. I'm very lucky, but I don't need them, so I just give them to my cousins. We all look very similar, kind of ratish. So if you're ever, this is a little trick, if you're ever in Midsummer Norton or Radstock and you see someone who looks a bit like me wearing clothes, maybe it's like super dry clothes, just drive up to them, wheel down your window and go, I know where you get your clothes. Freak the crap out of them.
Do you know what you could do? If you ever get arrested for...
I like the start of this.
Say tasering someone, much like MC Hammer did.
Did he get arrested for tasering someone?
Yeah. It was either for tasering someone or for owning a taser.
It's quite funny then. So when they tried to take the taser off Hammer, he gets to say, you can't touch this. That's why he did it, specifically for the pun.
It's taser time.
Yeah.
But he... had a court appearance for that.
Yeah.
And he sent an MC Hammer lookalike.
Did he?
To his court appearance. So maybe you could utilise your cousin.
Well, Mark Morrison.
No, it was Mark Morrison. MC Hammer.
Return of the man. Come on. No, Mark Morrison also got his friend, who looked a bit like him, to do all his community service.
Did he?
Yeah.
Was it the same guy?
So, I think so.
Okay.
He just didn't want to do anything.
He employed a lookalike to go to court for him. I'd like to think there was two separate guys. Mm. One who went to court and one who did his community
service. He's got his court Mark Morrison. He's got his Christmas family Mark Morrison. Yeah. You're not Mark. He's got his community service Mark Morrison.
Ellen DeGeneres asked me to do her show because I look a lot like Ellen. That was the point I was trying to make.
I see.
Sorry, I got very excited to look like Ellen DeGeneres fan.
Oh, yeah.
I like her.
Well, I look a lot like Ellen.
I don't see it.
With my glasses off when I'm smiling.
Oh, there it is, there it is.
Yeah, I bet.
I met her at Wimbledon and her wife, and there was a real frisson on her. You could tell her, well, I don't know. This is the arrogance.
That would be the only way you could get with Portia de Rossi.
Well, this is the arrogance of the male brain. I generally found myself thinking, I should get out of this room because I'm gonna cause a real dilemma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not the fact that she's desperately in love with this woman. It's like, I look like Ellen.
No, that's what I needed all along. Exactly. It wasn't Ellen, it was a guy who looks like Ellen.
Yeah, exactly. It was so stupid. I was with my dad and he's like, what's wrong? We've got to get out of here now. And I told him.
I'm turning them on. It's getting too sexy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, the reason we're here... Well, we're washed up on this desert island.
Lovely.
As you may or may not know, our listeners know that you have three crisps, that you're forever crisps.
Okay.
So these bags will last
forever crisps.
They are endless.
Yeah.
So you have to make your choices wisely.
Uh-huh.
Before we go into it, I would just like to say, I think this is like a crisp connoisseur's selection.
Okay.
Mm. I really like this selection. Mm.
There's a real range, isn't there?
Yeah. There is, but... I said to Tom on a text message after you sent me through your things, smoke signals. I writ in the sand. I said, Tom, he's a Tang man.
What's a Tang man?
Well, a Tang man. You're like, you crisps have got to have flavour. There's none of this
bland
kettle chips or anything like that. You're a Tang man.
Oh, yeah, there's got to be some kick afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
We've had some ready salters recently.
Yeah, and these are...
Oh, we have.
Presumably, these are riddled with... All the bad stuff, or good stuff, depending on how you see it. How does it work? Do I...
Just go with your first bag.
So I'm going to open... For. I'm opening with Salt and Vinegar Discos.
Bing!
Absolutely. And it reminds me specifically of 1988 swimming practice.
Yes.
Amptill. I've just done the 50 metres. We get in the Ford Sierra. Dad pulls out a packet of Salt and Vinegar Discos.
Any seatbelts in the back?
Yeah, there's seatbelts.
Or is it just a lap belt in the middle, though?
I can't remember that, but we were listening to Madonna.
Mm.
Tracy Chapman.
Lovely.
And we were eating these, and it was the combination of kind of like, we'd just been swimming, and the tangy, salty, vinegary, sort of jagged. They almost attack you.
Yes.
They're almost like icebergs.
Jagged's a good word.
When they're good, they're very, very good.
And they go phenomenally with a ham sandwich. Like a sort of 1988, really thin ham, barely any marge on it.
Yeah.
Almost like your mum saying, I don't really love you.
Your mum's done the marge, but she's just done it in the middle. There's none near the crust at all.
It's before the days of, you sort of think, like, sandwiches in the sort of late 80s were real sort of, you sort of knew where you stood.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Your mum was like, if they take you, they take you. I don't really care.
If you could see the filling, they've done it wrong.
It just
has to look like two pieces of bread.
Yeah. And I remember the kids at our school used to get free school dinners if they came from, you know, broken families. I remember looking at this filth thinking, would it kill her to have an affair? just thinking, I remember there was this kid in our school and he was crying on his chips, but he had chips.
There was a kid I was at school with called, I won't say his name, Phil H. Something. I always say Phil H. And every time he gets to the front and all he ever had was chips. like that, and he'd walk to the front like that, and we'd go, and I'd be like, my favourite was cheese flan, chips and beans. Yeah. Cheese flan, chips and beans.
Yeah, right.
And he'd go up to the front, he'd go, chaps, like that. And they go, anything else? He'd go, chaps, like that. It was quite goofy as well, so yeah. Like, chaps, like that. And he'd sit down, and he'd put so much salt. He'd just sit there, just pouring salt over, yeah. And he'd eat no ketchup or anything. He'd eat these dry chaps.
Oh,
and
really?
That is what he ate every day. For the entirety of school, he just had chips. He was so poorly looking.
Oh, my girlfriend was like that. They when she still likes a lot of salt and stuff. But when she was little, so as in like when she was a baby, apparently they would sort of like in the pub, they'd give her a chip and she'd like sort of suck them down like that. So she was like this sort of local freak show. Feed the baby the chips.
Go on, give her another one.
So maybe if she'd met this geezer, I wonder if he still does that. I wonder if he's one of those people, you know,
I
like Mr.
Him up on
Christmas.
Facebook, and he looks better.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
oh,
I think he's. He probably has fish fingers
now as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tomato like, in his diet.
A bit of tomato, he'll have the occasional baked potato. Right, let's crack these bags open.
But what you were saying, Russell, about the fact they were great with
even the smell. Mm. Like,
that smell is like spiky, isn't it?
We had these on the other day.
You couldn't have more than one pack. Discuss.
Well, they would take the lining off your mouth.
Yeah.
You can have more than one good pack. When they're good.
Have you tried? So we found
these
this out
really
the other
good.
Day.
Oh, yeah.
Give them take one out and give it a lick.
A lick?
Mm. Lick it. Oh.
It was a good bag. Yeah, fucking hell. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Disco's brought out when I was at school.
It just makes you, I don't know. You got a fair sky. I got a plan to get us out of here. Spinning back.
In the old Sierra.
Yeah, exactly. In the Sierra. My brother's there, my sister's. I was always in the middle.
There was something about eating crisps in a chocolate bar after some sort of sport.
Yeah, was it? Well,
swimming out of the vending machine.
Yeah, exactly. Given, you know, our dad used to insist that we kick the fuck out of the vending machine as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? This, again, late 80s. There was always, if you really jammed it,
yeah,
you could
have a shoulder in
you'd
there.
Come away with a tracker bar.
Yeah. Which never felt like a win.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, because tracker bars, you'd have a
more
tracker
like a breakfast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just too close to porridge. But then you read the nutritional information on a tracker bar, they're fucking worse than loads of the others.
Mm-hmm.
Only a tracker bar. They pretend to be healthy.
The smell of chlorine has a really familiar, crisp linkage to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because you're right, as a kid, it's always after swimming.
Yeah, and it's those vending machines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that thing as well. The other thing, arcade games. There used to be this racing game, car game, we'd sort of sit around there, and there's because you never had any money to play them when you were little. Do you know what I mean?
You just did the steering wheel.
It was just one kid who maybe had had 50p, and you'd kind of watch him do it, and then you'd have a go with no money.
Yeah.
And then once me and my brother nicked a quid from my mum's purse, like how evil, like age 9. Best time we ever did. We were grounded, but Christ, we just had like 20 seconds of joy, like crashing an imaginary car into.
I spent my youth. Playing pool just with the white ball.
Did you?
In pubs.
Yeah.
Like, locking it up and down.
My dad's football club was like.
I think that's another thing, that you sort of associate your basic crisp like this with kind of like just something to distract the kids with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So whether you're at a snooker hall or like a leisure centre or like you've gone to a football match with your dad, it's just like, there you go. Do you know what I mean? Like
eating so many crisps just when you sort of taking somewhere and you're thinking, I just need you not to talk.
Well, it's very rare that you see kids eating crisps in pub gardens on their own anymore. That was a big thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In the 90s, like the hours I spent out back with some munch while my mum and dad were getting pissed.
But that's it. As a kid, you knew that was being quiet time. So you've got your crisps, you got your Coke, and you're like, okay, that's a fair trade.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over here and shut up. But now the kids are like, well, I'm going to eat the crisps and talk to you as well. I'm like, oh, that can't be the deal.
No, it should be on like serving suggestion. Eat these and shut your mouth.
And go and get punched in the face by that fat kid.
Well, what a choice. What an opener.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I should be wearing a shell suit as well.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, I'm going to lick my finger and just have a
little. You got the dust. Dip in that dust there.
Okay. Mm. What do you call that?
We call it the dust.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Is that nice?
That never. Go on, have a go.
They brought a pack of discos out in the 90s, and they were just called, and this is almost like discos jumping the shark, they were just called tangy, and they were insane. They were insane, almost like a tomatoey, sweet and soury, and the amount of dust at the bottom of those, they were amazing.
And this was a disco product?
It was a disco product. Discos, tangy
discos.
I thought
it was a disco overlord.
I might have invented it in a dream.
I think you may
20% of the things that we remember aren't true.
Do discos still exist? A discotheque? They don't really, do they?
I went to a disco.
When?
You just called
loads of 40-year-olds there.
Okay.
They're on like a night in...
Was it like flares or something?
Yeah, people dress up.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. But not like a disco, like everyone's got like kickers on and a shirt.
But it's interesting how this name came about as well, that you know, somebody just had like a round salt and vinegar crisp and was like, this reminds me of Studio 54. I don't quite know what's disco-y about
it. Isn't it a disco ball?
Is that what it is?
I think so. Like, look on the front.
It's a disc, though, isn't it?
It's a disc. It used to be. I'm sure there used to be some kind of...
There used to be a picture of a disco ball on the front, I think.
Now, do you want to hear something fascinating about disco balls?
Always.
God's honest truth. And I'm fairly certain it was my next selection, which I'll tell you afterwards. But my friend Gary opened a packet of crisps, and there was a potato in there. Genuinely, that would have been in like 1995.
That sneak through.
I'm struggling to believe that. I swear on my life, it had been kind of chopped, and it was like a big crisp potato. So it hadn't.
So it had been cooked.
It had been cooked. But it hadn't been cut into shapes or anything. It was just this sort of perfect...
Whole fried.
Yeah. And the look of disappointment. Because it was back when, like, 25p meant something. And it was like, right, I'm going to buy them. And it was just a little kind of potato.
How did that get past the squeeze test?
I know. Phenomenal.
Like, when it comes down the conveyor belt, and those people have got the gloves on, and they're going through each crisp.
But at every point.
At every stage.
Gary went, I'm going to buy this pack of crisps.
It's the Shawshank Redemption of crisps.
Yeah.
Right, well.
Was it flavoured?
No one tried it.
Give
it a wide berth. He was livid.
Oh, no.
Tom's friend, we've told this already in the podcast, but Tom's friend had a bag of Tangy Toms, and he'd been saving it for the walk home, and he opened it up. That one sent you going.
The problem is, if you got like a little
look at the ulcer.
Ulcer, yeah.
I bit my head.
Christ.
Enjoy. Well, Tom believes if you rub the dust into the ulcer, it cures it.
No, you're not right.
That was enjoying it. But I just like it.
Oh, you like the pain?
Just enjoy the pain. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mate, I've got the Tangy Toms, and there was just one Tangy Tom in there, like a cricket ball.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, it had been from its potato. No, it's not a potato product, is it? It's a maize. But it wasn't a piece of maize, was it?
No, it was just loads of
that. It had gone down the line and just happened to be a big one. Finding a potato in a packet of crisps.
That's amazing.
That's blown my penis.
And I'm fairly certain it was the next crisp. Which is like a real Rolls Royce, a really special crisp, a real kind of, you've just become middle class, your dad's got a new job, mm-hmm. you know, you got an extra pound kicking around, swinging around your schoolboy trousers.
Yeah.
You think, move the hula hoops, move the walkers. Hello, who are you? I'm Roysters, T-bone steak flavour.
Here they are.
Really...
It ain't no rump steak flavour.
No, it's really,
not even a sirloin steak.
And these are bloody hard to get these days.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? If you go down the old pound shop.
Are you doing pound shops?
Six for a pound.
There you go.
These are actually from Tom's personal Royster stash because they're his favourite crisps.
I mean, again.
Look at that one. That's good dust coverage. Look how dark that one is. That one has been on holiday.
That is brown.
What I need from a crisp, I think.
Oh, Jesus.
It always accompanies other snacks for me. I couldn't have just a packet of crisps on their own. And both of those work beautifully in tandem with sandwiches.
Yeah.
I always want to eat crisps with sandwiches.
I wouldn't put them in a sandwich.
I never do. Yeah. I always think if you need a crisp in your sandwich,
you've made a sandwich.
You need put some extra shit in your sandwich.
Absolutely. There's something just whack it in on this. What were you gonna say?
Sorry. Oh, so you take a bite and then it's just that, and when that you kinda got that sandwich. The sandwich has a sort of a mildness to it, like it's a cheese sandwich. It doesn't have that piquancy. And that's when you get your McCoy's or something and you force that in your mouth afterwards, absolutely. Adding crunch and salt.
And you're not going to get that from, like you say, like a kettle crisp or anything. No, it's just going to beigely wander in like...
hello.
It's got no anecdotes. It's got no... Like, these are proper... old-fashioned 70s rock star crisps. Yeah. They've got all
kettle
manner
chips
of...
chips are your mate's boring boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. And these guys have got fucking stories. Yeah.
This is Royster. He turns up on his own.
Absolutely.
Like, and everyone's saying, is Royster coming? You're like, oh, you never know.
Yeah, exactly. He might be here.
He's hard to find.
Check the garden. You're right, Royster's in the... is he in the kids' treehouse? He's in the fucking treehouse.
Do you know what I love about as well? I don't think they do any other flavour.
No.
Monsieur Royster just went... Exactly. T-bone steak is the only flavour, bitches.
And also, yes, like you say, at T-bone, so like the T-bone cut of steak is a cross-section, so it's got sirloin down one side and a piece of fillet on the other. That's the cut.
Really?
I like that they would, yeah.
Is that what a T-bone is?
That's what a T-bone is.
Wow.
So I like that they flavoured them, and someone's gone, steak flavour, and they've gone, no. That's too... There's the tenderness of fillet, but the flavour of sirloin. Well, I would say sirloin. No. There's bone there.
Yeah. What I would say, it was a tight choice between these and Brannigan's beef and mustard.
Similar
again,
crisps.
Powerful. But the reason I took those out is because with a beef and mustard, you can sometimes have one that's too much.
Mm.
That you just kind of go, well, that spoiled the whole experience. And it's a bit too wasabi heavy. There you go, Brannigan's.
Well, yeah. Ed Gamble
went for those.
Yeah, but the thing about these is they'll never let you down. You'll never have a packet.
Yeah, dust coverage is always on point.
Yeah.
Can I, talking about it never be too much, this one I have in my hand here.
Yeah.
It's a really brown one that you've been holding now for about 2 minutes. Holding.
Just take a little bit off there, Sam.
Okay, for the benefit of the listeners at home, that was just fed to Sam.
Oh, shit.
And Russell, I'm just going to put them down. If you feel the need to pick one up, like, that is the most intense Royster I've ever had.
Yeah, very, very small, packed full of flavour.
But it's not too much, is it?
This is like Royster sashimi.
And that's as heavy as a Royster will ever get.
Yeah.
But, goddamn, that's good.
Oh, wow, that's really strong. That's lovely.
That's pretty dark as well. That's
really lovely. Do you know what? When we did your one, and you chose Roysters, that bag wasn't great, and I felt they're a bit like kind of poppadoms or something, but they're fantastic. Really, really good.
Oh, you can't beat a T-bone.
Still talking, I just need a tea.
Get a tea.
Go get a tea on.
Can you remember where you were when you had your first Roysters?
Oh, do you know what? I'm not sure I can.
It's a real trip. How old are you?
36.
Yeah, so there you go. So I'm 38. So I've inadvertently selected the front two are definitely kind of late 80s crisps, aren't they? It's a real trip.
Yeah.
Down memory lane. Okay. We could finish these up, go into the front room, watch Quantum Leap.
Oh, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Quickly with the Roysters. Roysters were the bubble chip.
Yeah.
They ain't that fucking bubbly no more.
Whoa.
They ain't that bubbly no more.
Yeah, I mean, no bubbles on these.
Do I remember them having more bubbles?
So do I, actually.
This is like a flat pack.
Yeah, but he's had them in his cupboard.
That's true. Point.
They have been sat in my cupboard for a couple of months.
You flattened them out.
Yeah.
I'd have that with a corned beef sandwich with tomato sauce.
Oh, that is.
You'd have tomato sauce.
Yeah.
You savage.
I'd go pickle or brown.
We didn't have pickle in our house. It was tomato sauce, and Mum didn't even put them in. Again, light marge, thin corned beef, not the one that used to
pre-sliced.
Chop your finger off. Yeah, the pre-sliced job, and then a bit of tomato sauce.
Keeps. Pre-sliced does taste better. Pre-sliced corned beef tastes better.
What, better than the other one?
Yeah, it's more expensive too.
Is it?
Yeah, loads more expensive than you get a big tin.
I used to like the tin, but fuck me, it was dangerous, wasn't it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like impossible to open it.
Yeah.
My mum got sick once and was in hospital for about 4 days when we were kids. And my dad, the only meal he can cook is corned beef hash.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had corned beef hash 4 nights in a row.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
it's glorious.
Can your dad cook?
So like one Christmas, he's like, I'm going to cook dinner, Christmas dinner, goes, and we're going to have pheasant.
Right.
And he's like, we're all going to have pheasant.
He's ambitious.
Yeah. Oh, doctor, I'm going to cook some pheasant. And yeah, he got completely stressed. It was a total disaster. Everyone sat around just eating raw fucking pheasant.
Wow.
I remember it was just awful, like kind of going, why are we having pheasant?
Yeah. Raw pheasant.
Why? I remember them hanging in the garage, like, what are we doing?
I mean, how old were you?
I wasn't pheasant age.
I was going to say that. but surely finding dead animals in the garage is going to put a bit of a dampener on Christmas.
Well, especially when mum has to go in and mum has to sort of pluck them. She's there going, ripping the feathers out the skin. You're like,
Jesus.
I just want to ride my
bike. Good way of getting rid of carol singers, though, isn't it?
Just a couple of dead
birds
hanging
from the door. If they pop in, open the garage door like that.
A couple of corpses just hanging there.
Right.
T-bone steak, Royster.
Beautiful.
Absolutely wonderful choice.
Good choice.
One of my own.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of my own.
It's one of your own.
He's one of my own.
Hang on, what's that? What, over there?
Where?
Just over there, Tom.
Oh, it's hello, Steve.
Hello, mate.
Steven Seagal.
It's Steven Seagal.
There it is.
All right, thank you, Steven. Take care, mate. What Steven does for us is he flies off to different lands and brings us back abroad crisps.
Foreign crisps.
Abroad crisps. And today he has brought us... Pran.
These are proper foreign crisps.
These are very foreign.
We've had some tenuous foreign crisps.
What colour is that bag? Is that greeny gold?
That is grold.
It's grold. It says on it extra 10%, but that means nothing when you've got no relationship to Pran.
I don't think we're going to need the extra 10.
It seems to have a picture of crisps on the front, but it says potato cracker.
Where did you get these from? Oh, sorry, the bird.
Well, he just brings them in.
Oh, is he? Steve.
Out of nowhere, Steve. And just
we've got a seagull called Gary. Like I told you about just before it started.
Yeah, I thought you were going insane.
No. So basically, literally just before Jordan Henderson took a penalty in the shootout against Colombia.
Yeah.
See that little window down there?
Yeah.
A seagull fell down. No Chris in its mouth. Little baby seagull. So my girlfriend goes in there, rescues him, and we feed him dog food. He's been up there. There's a little kind of... what would you call that?
Mezzanine,
yeah. He's up there. He's got his own little patch covered in seagull shit now.
But it's his.
It's his. Yeah. And he's been there, and apparently he's meant to start flying any day now. But he shows very little sign. He's also blind in one eye. Well, the problem is we've been feeding this bird, who's called Gary, and we've been feeding him, and his parents swoop down. And there's no language a human conveyed to a seagull that I'm trying to help your fucking son. Because we rang the RSPCA up and just said, oh, he's vermin, just let him die. They were. Like, genuinely, like, you're like, okay, fair enough. But, you know, but we couldn't, we've got a dog, so we just had to get him out of the way. But it's going to be like that bit in The Sopranos when he flies away.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a breakdown.
Yeah.
But I now get cat food. Because it's like a smaller portion, so the dog has his dog food, seagull has his cat
food.
Does
he have quite fancy Gary. Cat food? Do you love this seagull?
I'll show you the cat food. I've got it, and it's quite flash actually. It is.
Russell's going off to get the cat food that he feeds Gary the seagull.
It's called Thrive.
Oh. Thrive?
Yeah, the cat food, I've got it here, the cat food is called Thrive. Look at that for a tagline. 0% nonsense. There is no nonsense in this cat food. A complete food made with best quality chicken breast, cooked in chicken stock. Oh, God, that's a bit weird. I'm feeding a seagull chicken breast. That feels a bit...
I think that's just like us eating a monkey.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine then.
Which is fine.
And then they don't use grain. It's gluten-free as well.
Wow. I thought Sheba was as posh as it got.
No, yes. Thrive.
No, Thrive.
I've been proven wrong.
I like the thought that he might have a sort of a like a gluten intolerance or something like that.
Yeah.
And you really thought of him then.
Does cat food need a tagline?
No.
Do you know what I mean? 0%. You can't say 0% nonsense without imagining Sam Allardyce. Thrive. 0% nonsense.
I think as soon as you say 0% nonsense, you've introduced nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Cat food. For cats.
Yeah.
Small writing. Yeah. Potentially seagulls.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so let's get the pran open. These are potato crackers. Now, they are made with potato flakes, tapioca starch, wheat flour, edible palm oil.
I believe it's tapioca, Sam.
Oh my God, I can't believe you said tapioca.
Tapioca.
Yeah, tapioca!
Hey, tapioca.
And then some other stuff you don't want to know about.
Okay. So the idea is...
So it sounds like it's 70% nonsense.
It doesn't say anything about nonsense on the bag, so I don't know how much nonsense is in here.
So the way it works is you get to sample the foreign crisp, and if you see fit, you can swap it in for one of your own choices.
Oh, look at that. So already, it looks a bit like a skip.
It does.
I quite like the look of these.
That's the tapioca for you.
Disgusting.
Really?
Oh, my Lord.
Pointless.
I mean, on the nose, it's...
They're like awful.
Oh, fuck me.
Awful flavour.
Oh, do you know, it smells like...
Oh, no, they're growing on me.
What's...
they're spicy.
Now, they are spicy,
aren't
they?
Fucking hell.
Wow.
On the end, they're eggy. They're eggy again, aren't they?
Oh, and there's the spice.
I mean...
It gets more.
Jesus Christ.
Are these... Did you get these from India?
I think they look Indian.
Yeah, they've got some kick on them.
That's some deviled egg.
I'm just realised where these are from. They're just coming. Mummy's crisps. They bought two packets.
They're from Nepal.
Are they from Nepal?
These are from Nepal.
Okay.
Oh, Nepalese, man.
And she's brought them in, yeah.
Yeah, they bought in a couple of...
couple of rogues.
...packs from their travels.
Mm.
So not only are these foreign crisps, they're probably out of date as well.
So Nepalese out of date crisps.
Yeah,
I admire them.
Nepal, is that where Gurkhas are from? Nepal.
Yes,
I think it is.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, we should get Lumley on speed dial.
Got somebody's crisps. Lumley, come round.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a bag of pran.
Do you reckon Lumley's a crisp eater? I bet she goes wild.
I don't know, Lumley. I think she's probably.
Lumley's got the look, if you don't mind me saying, of a woman that could eat a lot of crisps and or punch a cake. Like, do you know what I mean? That kind of...
Yeah.
And then just to leave... Not for you then, Joanne, that one.
Yeah.
Not for you.
She's annoying. Message received.
Yeah, yeah.
Did she punch the cake?
Yes.
That's a shame. She's but in the toilet eating pran. Shitting like a bastard.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, well, should we,
oh, let's move,
should
on,
we move on to your third and final Desert Island crisp,
yep,
please, Russell?
Here we are.
Now, these are, when did I first become aware of them? Probably, I reckon, mid-90s,
yeah.
Suddenly Pringles came into my life.
Ooh.
Particularly sour cream and onion. Ooh. Now these, yeah, you can devour in one go.
Yes.
You really can.
They're dangerous.
Uh-huh. And interestingly, I had a go at a tagline for a crisp earlier, but once you pop, you can't stop. Genius.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's absolutely true, isn't, mm-hmm, it? That you,
that, and the genius of it is that if you do sit there and eat the whole thing, they've kind of validated you.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know,
I told you.
Yeah, once you point, you can't stop. You fat cunt.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
It's like, of course you ate them all. That's normal. That's fine.
Yeah.
But you buy it as like, oh, well, this will last me a couple of days.
Mm.
You don't, it's not like you're buying Pringles as a pack of Pringles.
The little mini ones as well that you get in hotel rooms.
Mm.
Every single time I go into a hotel room, you open that cupboard, and as soon as they're there, you know you're going to smash it down. And there's, yeah, that feeling,
even
of joy.
Even though they're already salted.
Well, my friend, and to the point when you don't see a, you know, a small pack of Pringles, you're so disappointed because you know normally when you open a cupboard in a hotel, you're going to see them. My friend took mushrooms once and he opened his fridge and he saw what he believes was Jesus Christ. And it's so funny now because every time he's sort of left with the sort of that residue that he opens, fuck it. And he's like, yeah. So he's like, you're on his way. So I'll get it. I'll get the yogurt. And he's like, don't go there, you know. And every single time. But it's kind of years ago and it's never mentioned. But you just, out of the corner of his eye, anyone who knows the story will just, you know, if he's having a dinner party, he'll just sort of check it like that.
Just watches his chin touch his chest.
So slowly. Whoa. I've never seen a man open a fridge so slowly, just praying he's going to be there.
Opening the same way Bill Murray does in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, yeah.
After Gozerian visits Gigoni.
But it's the same with Pringles, that once you've had such a lovely experience in a hotel room of just like safety and calm,
mm-hmm,
that you get from ramming those in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like, I reckon on average, I'll probably put 6 in at a go and whack them straight in.
I'm a 2 or a 3.
I wouldn't have what. I don't think I've ever had one.
Really?
Unless it's the very last one.
Tom, you're singles, aren't you?
Singles.
I'm not solely a single guy.
Yeah.
But I do like to kind of... Quick singles.
Yeah. Machine gun.
You see, I eat peanuts in a very unique fashion as well.
I love the way you eat peanuts. I can't do
I'll
it.
I pour them into my fist with a little gap in the fist and I'll shake my fist.
Oh, dear.
And I'll throw them out in a singular fashion.
Yeah.
One at a time.
What? And catch them?
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing to watch. You just sit there and go...
My dad holds a pint like in this strange kind of...
Like he's got a withered arm.
Yeah, it's almost like a beetle,
like
I suppose.
Richard III.
Yeah.
And I do the same.
You so do, yeah, this, yeah.
I've gained it from my father.
It's almost like your armpits talking to it.
Yeah.
Why sour cream and not salt and vinegar?
Again, powerful flavour. I don't really know, just...
You can't have a disco and a salt and vinegar Pringles.
No, I mean, but selection doesn't make sense.
I've never tasted anything that tastes like that.
Mm.
So I often thought if you had chips that had that kind of flavouring on, they'd be phenomenal. There's just something about the combo. They just got it right.
Yeah.
It's just an interesting...
Sour cream and onion... That's my chair, not my arse.
That's okay.
Sour cream and onion flavours on things tend to be not...
Not great.
Not great.
Yeah, and I probably... If it was a sour cream and onion dip, I wouldn't be interested.
Mm.
But when combined with these... They're just amazing. I've only just noticed the little fella on the front there with the moustache.
It's Mr. Pringle.
Mr. Pringle. I've never noticed him before.
Never noticed. Really? That's his logo head.
Hey! And,
but he's got no body.
No. Doesn't need it.
Doesn't need it.
The tube is his body.
Hmm.
And let's eat of it.
Yeah. There's a great... I'll open it.
You do.
There's a...
It opens.
So yeah, so I would crunch like that.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah,
that's big.
There's my father-in-law, when he was kid, his daughters, my wife were younger, used to fart into a Pringles tube, put the lid back on, and then went up to them. He's got about four farts, and they go "Bagoosh!" into their face.
Well, that's incredible.
Yeah,
everyone who hears that's going to do that at some stage. That's a deathbed memory you just made.
I mean,
they're good.
They're phenomenal, and they're not too powerful. That's what I respect about them. They're like
an onion-based crisp.
Yeah,
they're balanced.
They are.
They're the Xabi Alonso of crisps. They just keep everything ticking along.
Mm-hmm.
They give, they go, they pass, they move.
You're a big Liverpool fan, right?
I am, yeah.
That's about the fourth Liverpool reference.
Yeah, yeah. Phenomenal.
Ah, I mean, I must admit, I've never anticipated a crisp as much as these upon the island. Maybe it's because they were sat in front of us for a good couple of minutes before we opened them.
Yeah.
But I was staring at them, genuinely salivating.
But
just texture wise, they've got it down, haven't they?
Russell's done six.
The flavour of them is with the other those roysters, like one is like, whoa.
Yeah.
In a kind of a nice way. So you can savour those, but with the Pringles you just want to smash them down.
Yeah, because actually what with the Pringles, if you want a little bit more flavour to be a bit more hard hitting,
yeah.
It is simple maths. You put more in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't become too much mulch in your mouth. Especially the salt and vinegar ones, they're my favourite ones.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah. Those with a pot of hot salsa.
See, but I don't think these need anything.
I agree. They're complete.
I would take a sour cream and chive dip with it. I'd take a garlic dip with it.
Would you?
Yeah, yeah. I'd do that. I'm a prick.
You take a sour cream and chive
what's so fucking
dip
crazy about
with
that?
A sour cream and onion.
Well, you have beef sauce on beef, don't you?
I wouldn't dip a crisp. I'd dunk a biscuit. I wouldn't dip a crisp.
I'd dip a crisp.
There is no crisp. I'll tell you what. How about this? Thick, ridgy salt vinegar with a hummus.
Nah,
it's really
good though.
Just, but what I do like about that, I like the combination of working class and middle class.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes me respect you as a man.
Thank you.
But because it's that weird thing that you get, like, you go through this weird phase when you sort of like, when fucking root vegetables came into play. Do you remember that? And
yeah.
I remember my girlfriend kind of like presenting those to, we had like friends over, and it was, do you know what I mean? It becomes that sort of aspirational crisp, and you think, well, no one likes them. Like, you're meant to like them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Pringles. But you can't have Pringles, everyone has them. Or what are the corn ones, the edgy ones that everyone
tortillas
has? Yeah, but not tortillas.
Doritos.
Doritos, yeah, exactly. So you can't have Doritos. You have to have the kind of the affluent version of them. Yeah. But just have a Dorito.
When we have a party and we put crisps out, we put things like chip sticks.
Well, no, mate, never been invited. Carry on, tell me about this Valhalla.
Oh. Well, we put things out like chip sticks, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, and then they go. But if you tip out like lightly salted kettle chips or... Yeah. But no one wants them.
No.
Get some cheese balls out.
Where do you stand, Russell, on... Like, I think I know your answer to this, but on these like parsnip crisps.
Pointless.
Things. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. I knew that. The second you brought out some roysters,
yeah.
I knew we had an affinity.
Yeah.
Here's where a parsnip crisp is good. I've got a roast fillet of beef.
Yep.
I've got a parsnip puree.
Yep.
I've got a deep jus. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to garnish with a parsnip crisp.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's where it's useful. Textures of parsnip.
Yeah, but it's not a crisp in that, do you know what I mean? It's just...
I don't
it's
parsnip want it with crisp, my sandwich.
Do you know what I mean? I don't want it with my ham sandwich.
A cheese sandwich with parsnips.
Get the fuck out of here.
So here's an interesting question. What would be the perfect sandwich to go with the Pringles?
Go on, Sam.
Well, I feel like I've got the perfect... This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the Pringles and I'd get... they're my Pringles.
Yep.
I would get Kingsmill white bread,
uh-huh,
medium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would spread it with not butter, maybe something like Flora in between. Not quite a stalk,
yep,
but not a butter.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A Flora, maybe a Flora buttery.
Yeah, we've both got stalks.
Oh, yeah.
Carry
just
on.
Just listening.
Yep.
Mature cheddar, sliced.
Yep. Yep.
I'm not going to put anything else in that. Then I want a bowl of Heinz cream of tomato soup. And this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to dunk the sandwich in the soup, take a bite, and push three Pringles into my mouth.
Oh, nice.
And that's a really good mouthful. Well,
that's a lovely combo. I would go for, thick, like my granddad's bread. Thick. My granddad used to get, you know, like the old-fashioned bread that he would mm-hmm. cut. One of them, chopped up. I can't believe it's not butter, or utterly buttery.
Yeah.
And then I'd have like thick, kind of Christmas ham. You know, kind of cooked. Maybe your mum's cooked it in
boiled
Coke.
Ham.
Yeah.
Which is a new thing.
So it's actually really tender.
Mm-hmm. A thick chunk of that. Again, I'd have a faint bit of tomato sauce on that. Yeah. I really would.
You absolutely dirtbag.
And then, I'd chop it in half. I'd take a bite of that. I'd let the tomato sauce sort of ooze all over my teeth. Oh. And then similarly, I'd put three in. Like sideways, like a hamster.
Yeah.
Like a hamster's last meal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like a hamster that's committed a real atrocity.
Yeah.
And they've gone, right, this is what you can have. And they're like, right, ham, them, that, me. And I'm glad I did it. How about you, Tom? What would you have?
Well, here we go, right. I think I'm going slightly left field here. I'm going to toast my bread.
Fucking hell, Tom.
Oh, okay, interesting.
I'm going to toast my bread. I'm going to toast three pieces bread.
Oh, hello, you club sandwich.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. On the bottom, I'm going to mayonnaise.
Okay.
I'm going to streaky bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Luby. But I've put it on a bit of kitchen towel, so it's that's absorbed all the excess oil.
Because you're socially aspirational.
Yeah. I'm going with some nice mature cheddar on top of that.
Top of the bacon. Okay.
Of the bacon.
You melting it down?
Well, I'm not melting it. I'm just going to put it on there so it just gets that...
It'll soften.
That final bit of heat, just down a bit.
Yeah.
I'm going middle slice.
Yeah.
Then I'm going avocado.
You got no mayo? Okay, you got mayo on the box.
Oh, I've mayoed everything.
Yeah, mayoed
everything. I'm fully mayoed.
You've mayoed everything. Yeah. Okay.
Avocado.
Yeah. I mean, he covered himself in mayo.
I'm going tomato, and I'm talking vine-ripened tomato.
Okay.
£1.65 from Sainsbury's.
That has been peppered and salted.
Yeah.
One leaf of gem lettuce.
Okay.
Third one on top, cut into triangles.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put a little skewer through each triangle?
Cocktail stick.
I don't think it needs it.
It literally does.
And so squeeze, bite, chew to a mulch. Is that a word?
Mulch, yeah.
Then two Pringles.
All right.
Listen, I don't want to tell you how to conduct your business, but if you're trying to eat that without a cocktail stick, there's no way that's sticking
together. You've got a cocktail stick,
you've got to cover that.
They got me the frilly ones.
Do you know what I mean?
As long as I can have a flag on the cocktail stick.
You've got flags,
yeah.
And it says Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I have a pirate flag on my cocktail
stick?
Absolutely. What was interesting then was the three stages that we would masticate our sandwiches to before the Pringle was introduced. For Tom, he's almost fully broken.
He hasn't even had a Pringle yet.
No, he's still waiting.
At what point
you're just waiting for you're waiting for ketchup tooth coverage.
Yeah. When does the Pringle come in?
Once it's down to a mulch, I believe.
You could swallow it.
What, and how many would you have?
Two.
Okay. In.
So
there's a lot going on with your sandwich, mate. You're going to need more than two.
Because it's toasted, you see, I've got that initial
You've
got
to break
crunch.
That down, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't need the initial... And just as that crunch has gone, boom, there comes the second crunch with the Pringle.
Yeah.
You're doing it in waves.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm waving. And as soon as that crunch goes, there goes another bite. So it's a continual cycle of food.
And what are you doing afterwards? What happens after after that sandwich? Because okay, when does that sandwich take place? Because for me, it feels like the day after Boxing Day. Do you know what I mean? every one of those sandwiches, it just feels like it's really, you know, you're really going to treat yourself. I mean, you've got soup with yours.
My particular one is a day off and I'm on my own, no wife, no kids.
Yeah.
And that is when I'll eat something weird like that.
Okay.
Which takes a lot of prep in a weird way for something so crap.
Yes.
I imagine you would not be dressed when you're eating yours?
I've got t-shirt and pants on, yeah, and ankle socks.
Yeah, you're not French, fully
very
clothed.
French, yeah, yeah.
No, not fully clothed, no. It's warm
you
today.
See, I saw some kind of...
Why are you imagining me saying
gown, right. Some kind of...
It's a dirty, it's too heavy.
Like,
it's
checked gown.
I've got a gown with my name on it. It's too heavy. I don't like wearing a gown.
Of course it's heavy.
Food.
It's got your surname on the back.
Yeah.
It's going to weigh it down. Where do you stand on a hotel robe? Do you wear them?
Yeah.
Creepy as fuck for me. Never put one on.
They're always too crispy.
Someone else has been in them.
That's okay.
I thought they were brand new every time.
Of course. No, Tom. They'd let you take them if that was the case.
But they do, don't they?
No. They're going to be cleaned, but imagine all the people that have been in them.
But they wash them. They do.
Yeah,
really
I know they
wash.
Do that, but it's still...
Yeah, but you can't sleep in hotel beds then. Far worse has happened than that.
Yeah.
Or sit on that little office.
Yeah, you have to find an area where you
don't
think,
ever sit on that chair.
No hell's gone down.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Right, so we're all going to wash this down with something. So the final thing to do is to offer you a couple of things.
Okay.
Firstly, a dip.
Mm-hmm.
You get a dip, and I don't think you even want one.
I don't need a dip, mate. I really don't. Like I say, these go with sandwiches.
Wow.
That's the combo. I would have it with... If we were going... All right, Mediscos, I would have those with Cherryade. Like 1988?
Yes.
So, you know, or maybe a Soda Stream?
Yes.
Yeah. I've got a Soda Stream.
Have you? Nice.
Trust me, get one. It will reignite your life.
Okay, interesting. The Roysters, I'd have that with a cherry-flavoured Coke.
Theme.
And Pringles.
Just a bowl of cherries.
I'd have that with a whiskey.
Whiskey.
Oh. Well, with me sandwich.
You don't get any sandwiches. And you don't get any booze.
Okay.
You're allowed one soft drink on the island.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to choose which soft drink is it going to be.
And I have it forever.
Yeah.
Forever and ever.
It would have to be Diet Coke. I'm addicted.
Yeah,
I've tried so hard. We've had this discussion before,
quit it for
didn't
ages.
We? Yeah, yeah. Well,
I
we had that
ages,
on the
yeah.
on Gert Lush. I can't. It's brutal.
I drank a bottle on the way here.
Did you?
Like a 2 litre. Just sat like a hamster drinking through a can. Like, no, just 750 mils.
Weird though.
Yeah.
You know, because I was always on the big boy Coke, and I wheedled my way
too
down.
Too meaty. Tastes too meaty when you go.
It does now.
Meaty.
Once
my
you hit
squeak.
That DC. But there's some stuff in there that I pang for it like heroin, man.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It is addictive.
Gosh.
Yeah, because me and an ex-girlfriend, we used to... Under our bed, it was just a graveyard of empty Coke bottles, Diet Coke bottles. I swear to God, it was disgusting. We used to have a 2 litre each either side of the bed. Just wake up in the night and go...
I used to have that in my car. Like just sling him like that. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
so when
yeah.
kind of other comics would kind of get in my car, I was like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not normal to have this much of one thing.
Yeah, yeah. But it was just
if
that.
Imagine if that was carrots.
Oh,
like, someone got in your car and was like, why is there like carrots everywhere? You're like, oh, I just like carrots.
Here's a question for you, just to move away from crisps. If you had to have a chocolate bar with each of these, what chocolate bar would you have?
With each of them?
Shall I go first?
Please mm-hmm. do.
I'm going to say the same one for each one.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's going to be a Dairy Milk Cadbury.
Okay.
A Dairy Milk...
You know, the Cadbury...
Yeah, yeah.
Cadbury's Dairy
Just
Milk.
Plain Dairy Milk, not whole...
No, with the caramel in.
With the caramel.
What are those called?
Yeah, caramel.
Caramel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
you say
caramel.
You say caramel, do
you? With the bunny.
The one with the bunny, yeah,
the one with
yeah,
the bunny,
yeah.
Sexy, I think
sexy
with
bunny.
All of those...
I'd be a Snickers man.
Interesting. Have you ever had... A deep-fried Snickers in tempura.
Ooh. No.
Holy Christ.
Ooh,
we did this thing for... Me and my mum did a travel show and we went to Japan and she wrote a bucket list. And that bucket list was to eat a deep-fried Snickers. And I put it out, we were in Japan and, you know, we could have gone to...
Anywhere else.
Kyoto or done something interesting.
Yeah.
But no, she wanted that, and I scoffed, and then they tempura'd this Snickers, and it's one of the most phenomenal things I've ever...
Wow.
Like really light,
yeah.
You know, like prawn tempura, like
yeah.
really fine, unbelievable, incredible,
yeah.
really special.
What was the texture of the Snickers inside? Was it molten, or was it just softened?
It was softened.
Which is what you want.
It was
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah,
it was
still a bit of a bite.
Bit of bite. It was unbelievable. Really,
I made deep fried Mars bars before at university.
Yeah,
they're fucking gorgeous.
They are, but you try with a finer batter.
So maybe just a little potato starch, a bit of corn flour, sparkling water.
But somebody will try that. In fact, get someone to try it and then talk about it next week. I mean, it moves away from the crisps theme, but
that's all right. We need to diversify anyway.
Okay, but yeah, how about you? What would you have? You go Snickers.
The Milky Bar Kid is strong and tough.
Yep.
only the best is good enough.
Mm-hmm. Do you like Milky Bars?
I'm a Milky Bar kind of guy.
Do you like Milky Bars?
Mm. With a Pringle sour cream.
I smell so badly those fucking Nepalese crisps, dude. I can't get it off.
I know, mate.
It's because you had too many.
I had two.
too many.
Too many.
Russell, yeah, we have T-bone steak roysters.
Yeah.
We have salt and vinegar discos. We have sour cream and onion Pringles.
We've got no dip.
We've bypassed the dip. Big talk.
Straight for a DC.
And with DC, it's commendable.
It's a good selection.
It's solid, isn't it?
It's beyond really commendable.
Yeah.
The T-bone steak roaster is within my three. The salt and disco was a close runner-up. I'm not really a sour cream and onion guy, but goddamn, I salivated when I just put my lip on them. So I enjoyed your selection.
Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoy your time here on the island.
Yeah.
It's a shame because your career was going so well.
It was going fine. Where do I stay? Do I just...
Just on the island somewhere.
I just sort myself out.
Just not too near to other people because we've started getting a little bit Lord of Flies-y.
Yeah. That's the thing about those, like Castaway. You never see him have a shit, do you? In that film. You see most things. You never see him have a wank. That doesn't happen. And he would.
Loads. At first.
Of course. Well, you know, like utter boredom.
Yeah.
You know.
They'd be banging six a day.
How long would it have been?
He'd have fucked Wilson in the mouth.
How long did he came over Wilson?
Yeah.
Like that.
That's why
he had to apologise to him.
That's why he was so upset.
Got it in Wilson's eye.
I think that's the theory.
Look, if you were making that film, at what point would you have turned around to the producer and said, are we going to do a scene where he does a shit? Oh, right, dramatically, what happens? No, he just does his shit.
Yeah, and because he's got no fibre in his diet, so it just takes him ages.
Yeah.
And you go, I think we got enough, because it's really dramatic when, you know, his hair changes, he's lost all that weight.
No.
Yeah, but I want to see him shit
in. Yeah. Does he shit in the sea?
Yeah, exactly.
Where does he go?
You should see him washing his little bum.
Yeah. Does his bum get all itchy when he hasn't wiped it properly because he can't, because he hasn't got any paper?
But he's like, oh, fucking hell, you see him sort of like lurch towards the water.
Yeah.
But that was the first thing I thought, you know what I mean? We spend a lot of time with him. We don't once see him beating his meat. My mum thought the same too. What was the reason
why
she watched
it? Why is he not wanking?
Yeah.
Not one tug?
Come on, Jesus.
He's on his own, no one's looking. You climb up to the top of the mountain, you know that mountain where he wants to hang himself?
In fairness, she also said that of Apollo 13. And
it would
Gump.
Be a moment where you
and Gump. Imagine if that has been cut from every scene that Hanks has ever done. Every single film, there's a bit where for no reason.
I think I should be having a wank.
Life is like, Tom, let's do that again. Boys back in the barracks. Yeah. Fair enough. You're the expert. I really enjoyed that, guys. I will see you anon.
I'll see you.
Can I have any of your flavours?
No.
So I have to take my own flavours.
Yeah.
I have
that's
to go live
forever.
All right. Yeah.
Enjoy.
Sweet. Pleasure.
Love you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Russell.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to Desert Island Crisps. Please find us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Desert Crisps. Special thank you, as always, to producer Adam Loveday-Brown, editor Mikey Loveday, Ollie Kilby for the art and Phil Surtees for the music. Catch you next time. We'll be here. Always.
Softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.